Well, today, May 26th, is the feast day of the great Saint Philip Neri. Such a wonderful priest, such a wonderful saint that we should get to know his life and get to know his spirituality, because his two favorite books were the New Testament and his books of jokes. So isn't that a wonderful thing? He was such a great saint of joy and trying to always look on the beauty of God's creation. He loved music, he loved art, he loved beauty, he loved humor. He was really the patron saint of saints that have a wonderful sense of humor. He was born in the year 1515, died in the year 1595. He was one of the saints of the Catholic Reformation. As Luther and others were breaking away from the church, the great Catholic saints like Philip Neri were reforming the church and bringing about healing and holiness in the church. He is called the Apostle of Rome. Let's take a look at his life for a few moments, because it is very interesting, very fascinating. He brought really new ways to evangelize in his day, which were, again, very novel and very new. And he was born in Florence in the year 1515. He was born into a poor family. He lost his mother when he was quite young, but fortunately, when his father remarried, she was a wonderful stepmother to him. And as a young man, he did not know what he was supposed to do with his life. So when he reached the age of 15, his family sent him off to study in Florence with an uncle who was a businessman, and he lived with him for a number of months trying to learn the trade. But there was a conversion experience that he had where he knew that his goal in life was not to make money, but to serve the Lord. He didn't know exactly how. So he just packed up his bags and he moved to Rome. Rome was in a very difficult situation. It had been sacked a few years before. The religious state of Rome was very poor. But so he went to Rome and he lived there and attended the university for about 3 years. He lived with a family and was a tutor to the two boys. And Philip Neri just had a small attic and with his books and very simple life. And he did very well at the university. But then again, he realized that he had this other calling. And so he would go out into the streets of Rome and just talk to the young university students. And he developed a life of prayer, and he wanted to encourage other young men also to follow God. And so for the next 13 years, he worked as a layman, a lay apostle in the streets of Rome. And again, this was a very novel idea. In those days, it was that the priests and the nuns were the ones that would evangelize and preach and give missions and talks. But here he was as a layman, talking to people on the streets and developing prayer groups and Bible studies and catechism classes. And what really attracted people to him was his great personality, his joy, his ability to make friends, his encouragement of the young people to live lives of prayer and do works of charity. And soon there were dozens of young men that would gather around him, and they would go into the hospitals and they would make the beds and clean the filth off the floors and bring food and gifts to the people in the hospitals. And he would always tell the people jokes and sing songs and try to bring joy and laughter and happiness into the lives of these suffering souls. And then he would gather the young people around him and give them talks, lead them in discussions, lead them in prayer and music. Eventually, this order of men would be formed into the oratory. The oratorians would be a wonderful order in the church, again, something brand new. And say Cardinal Newman over in England would start the first English-speaking oratory in London centuries later. But again, this was something very novel at that time. Well, his priest confessor eventually said, you know, you might have a vocation to the priesthood. And Philip had really thought he was called to be a layman in the world, but with more prayer and discernment, he was ordained to the priesthood at age 36. And then he spent most of his time hearing confessions, and he had the gift of reading souls. He could read people's hearts and souls in the confessional. And among his spiritual directees were St. Ignatius Loyola, St. Francis de Sales, St. Charles Borromeo, St. Camillus. All of these future saints came to Philip Neri for confession and spiritual direction. And many popes and cardinals and bishops also came to St. Philip Neri for direction. And so he continued this way of life until his death at age 80. And you know, he was sort of a comical person. The one description here in the life of his biography says that he always wore old clothes, big white shoes, and a hat cocked to one side. And the Pope wanted to make him a cardinal, and he left the cardinal's hat. You ever see those the very long cardinal's hat, the red big cardinal's hat? He left it outside his door to remind him that I want you to be a cardinal. And the Pope was surprised when he came by, and Philip was using it as a frisbee with the other young men. That's what he thought about becoming a cardinal. He was playing catch with it. And another time, people were saying what a great saint he was. And so he tried to throw them off. He shaved off half his beard, so he only kept half his beard to try to let them know that he was crazy. But of course, he was just trying to do it to let them know that he wasn't, in his mind, the saint that they thought he was. On another occasion, a young man who was very proud of his penance came to his spiritual director, St. Philip, and says, I want you to give me permission to wear a hair shirt. Hair shirts were almost like a burlap sack that people would wear next to their skin as a penance. And Philip Neri says, yes, I'll give you permission, but you have to wear it on the outside of your clothes. Trying to help this young man become more humble. So read the life of St. Philip Neri, such a wonderful, wonderful saint. He is called the Apostle of Rome. He is buried in Rome. You can visit his tomb if you go there on pilgrimage. Again, what a great saint of joy and laughter, happiness, music, song, and a man of deep joy and humility. Those seem to be his great loves, or joy and humility. In fact, it's also interesting, he was a friend of Palestrina, the great composer, and Palestrina wrote many songs that were used in St. Philip Neri's oratory. His favorite feast day was the feast day of Corpus Christi, because he loved the Eucharist and Eucharistic processions. And they say that Philip Neri died of an enlarged heart, a heart so expanded with love and joy that he was called home by the Lord at the age of 80. And so we pray today, St. Philip Neri, pray for us.